That's one reason why I'm not afraid of demons and I'm not afraid of casting them out. As long as I just know I am at the right place at the right time. Because when you are walking in disobedience, you are excluding yourself from the ecosystem of that life. But as long as you know you are in the will of God, there is no devil that can stand that life and that light. Let's go on. So we've done verse 3. Why did this Bible flip? Verse 4. He says, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Please tell your neighbor, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Please, what does that mean? God is light. And that's the message he's sharing with us. And in him is no darkness at all. You see, this bulb produces light. Well, that's not what the Bible is talking about when you say God is light. There is what the Bible refers to as the entrance, you made reference to that, of his word gives light and understanding to the simple. When you journey into the spirit realm, maybe you are in deep waiting on God and then you see visions. There are things you will see that your mind will interpret it to something that you know, so that you can understand the message that God is passing across to you. For example, I think I can now share the vision I saw as we were worshiping that I said I wasn't going to share initially. I saw caterpillar. You know caterpillar? Machines, these earth moving machines that clear, you know, if you bring those machines here now, you see this whole neighborhood with all these story buildings, and give them enough fuel, and give them 2 days, this place will become a field. You know, bulldozers. I saw that. Because what God will do through this message is that he will bulldoze a lot of things in people's lives. High things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. He will bulldoze strongholds in Jesus' name. Now, you know why I saw bulldozer? Because I have worked with bulldozer and I understand what bulldozer is. Somebody who has never known bulldozer, that's because that vision came, the vision you saw is a spiritual signal. The same electricity that enters this fan and it starts moving, we enter this bulb and it produces light, is the same electricity. That vision I saw as caterpillar, somebody who has never known caterpillar before, we see something and he will describe it. But the point is that, I don't know if you are getting the point I'm making, because I don't want you to be confused. When the weapons of war, the most sophisticated weapons of war that they knew was sword, people will see vision and they will see sword. Do you understand what I'm saying? Today, people see vision and they see machine gun. It's the same message, it's just that the way your mind is decoding it is based on what you understand. Okay, let me use another one that you can easily understand. Try not to be distracted. Yemi, I know you worked on night shift. The Lord is your strength in Jesus' name. But you need to sleep after this. Don't go and break down. You went for night shift now. Try not to be distracted. If a woman, except it is a gift of tongues, if a woman that does not know how to speak English, the Holy Spirit comes upon her to prophesy, do you think she will, I didn't say tongue, so prophecy. Will she prophesy in English? Is it not the Yoruba that she can speak that she will prophesy? In fact, if she speaks Pidgin English and her English is bad, My people, yo, that's what she will say. But the point is not, the thing didn't come from God as words. It came as a spiritual signal. It's her mind that interpreted it to be those words. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. So, what Apostle John is describing here is a spiritual reality, and the best thing he can use to describe is his light. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Now, he says God is light. Now, in order for you to understand it, understanding light will help you to understand what God does. Because before God could do anything on this earth, remember the book of Genesis chapter 1, he first of all said, let there be light. But remember that he said, that light lighted up all men that are born into this world. What he's saying is that the human life, are we together? Jesus, don't be distracted. Who am I going to be looking at? Okay, I'll be looking at you. Because many of them are distracting me. If you read 1 John, you know, if you read 1 John chapter 1, he talked about, in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God. He talked about the light was made manifest in darkness and the darkness does not comprehend it. He talked about the fact that in him was life and that life was the light of men. He talked about the fact that that light shines on all everybody that has that comes into this world. Have you seen that? Let's go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Because there's a point I want to make. John chapter 1 verse 1. Not 1 John. It's written by the same apostle. Okay. Verse 3 says, all things were created by him, and apart from him, not one thing was created. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. Note verse 4. In him was what? Life. Now, do you notice that he is now calling that life light? Because he's trying to describe the application using something that we can understand. And the life was the light of mankind. Now, do you remember that scripture that says that there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding? I've explained here before that one of the major difference between you as a human being and an animal is that you have a spirit. And that is why you have understanding. An animal does not have understanding. The reason why you can manipulate your environment, if you come to this place in the next 200 years, you will see that human beings have improved. We have advanced more than we were. If you came to this earth 2,000 years ago, you see that we were not this advanced. We are always improving. If you come to this world in the next 10,000 years, if this world is still remaining as it is, goats will not start wearing clothes. They will not, they cannot improve. You know, if you come, today you see people using Bluetooth earpiece. You don't know how much of a miracle it is. Bluetooth earpiece is 10 years ago. I'm not talking about 20 years ago. And you know this small earpiece that you put in your ear and it will be working for hours. You know those ones that look like wire earphone. You know what I'm talking about now. We keep improving. We keep doing things. 200 years ago, 250 years ago, if they saw you and you carried a device, and you are talking to somebody in the United States, they will say you are using witchcraft. In fact, there is no other explanation. Or you are seeing somebody, they say, where is this person? They say the person is in Kaduna, and you are seeing the person on your screen. Ah. They will say it's witchcraft. They didn't even understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we keep improving. You know why we keep improving? It is because there is a spirit in man. That spirit is the breath of the Almighty, and it giveth him understanding. That understanding, Kai, Holy Spirit, help us. That understanding is a function of light. It says that the entrance of thy word giveth what? Light. And what? Understanding to the simple. Alright. You know what to do if you are feeling sleepy. You know what to do. Praise the Lord. So, he now describes God as light. Now let me explain. God, just like in the beginning, in order for anything to be solved, light had to come first. Even at the time Apostle John was writing this, they understood that this world was a product of light. What I mean is that without light, without the light of the sun, forget it, we can't exist. This earth is physical, is material. But you see the plants that you eat, the plants, the food you eat, the crop you eat, they depend on the sun to survive. The photosynthesis is the reason why they grow. If there is no light, even if you have water, your crops will not grow. The reason why the water we have on the earth is drinkable, because it is not ice block. It is water that is flowing, is because of the sun. Are you now understanding light? The reason why we are not frozen, why we are, this earth is able to breeze blows, rain falls, and all of that, is because of the sun. You take away light from this earth, and life ceases. I'm telling you this just purely as a scientist. I'm not even telling you, this one is pure science. Basic understanding. Take away light from this earth and life will cease. The most basic form of life on this earth is there because of light. For those of you who understand biology, you hear me? Alpha. Am I saying the truth? Now, this is what I'm saying. So when he now says that God is light, are you now understanding where he's coming from? The source of all life is God. The source of everything, the reason why the universe exists is God. But he now goes ahead. Because let me tell you something about the devil, about demons, about the kingdom of darkness. It is a kingdom of death. If you subscribe to anything of the devil, do you know that? When you see a society that begins to subscribe to darkness more and more, there's so much I want to say and I don't know how to explain this. God will help us. Holy Spirit, help us. In Jesus' name. Now, you know that there are different kinds of glory. You can't talk about glory without talking. There is no glory without light. You know there are different kinds of glory, and glory pass themselves. It's just like there is some kind of light that if you bring it, even though it is light, the quality is not good. So you cannot see some things. If you bring blue light here now, and all the light is only one spectrum, there are so many colors that you will not be able to see. Because of white light, pure, I'm not talking about this kind of white. The sunlight, you know, is white. It contains all the seven spectrums of the color spectrums. That's why it's complete. It's good light. Now, what I'm trying to explain is that you can subscribe to light having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. And because you subscribe to light, it will manifest in progress in your society. How many of you noticed that as soon as the Chinese became more disciplined, you know, in China today, if you are corrupt and they catch you, they will kill you. In order for China to reform their society, they became a more righteous and upright nation. Even though they don't believe in God, though. If you are rich and you commit a crime, you know, in Nigeria, rich people don't go to prison. I hope you know that. Let me tell you something. It sounds funny, but that's one of the reasons why we are underdeveloped. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. America is the worst, because in fact, there are some times in America, and that's why they are the most advanced country on earth. The reason why they send some people to prison in America is because they are rich. That is, if poor people commit, when they took Paris Hilton, they sentenced her to prison. The crime she committed, if it was a poor person that committed, that judge would have not sentenced him to prison. It was just because he wanted to make an example out of her. How many of you know Hilton, Nikon Hilton? That, the daughter of that billionaire man, she was doing drunk driving or something. Normally in other places, they would sentence you to community service, you'll be cleaning the street, you'll pay a fine. They sentenced her to prison. How many of you know R. Kelly, BB musicians? See, that's how you know a society that is righteous. I'm not talking about, you know, there are different levels and stratas of righteousness. And what I'm trying to explain to you is that it's possible for a society to subscribe to light, because righteousness, anything that has to do with any kind of light, the source is God. And the more it's a community, the more a kingdom, the more a group of people subscribe to righteousness, to light, the more they can create heaven on earth. But when you find a society that is so corrupt, no matter how intelligent, no matter how much resources they have, they will not be developed. Today, as we speak, one of the most endowed European nations that have history of greatness is Italy. The Roman Empire was there, you remember? But today, one of the most backward European nations in Western Europe is Italy. Why? They are the most corrupt. They are the most corrupt. It's in Italy that you can bribe police. You know their history with prostitution. Are you getting my point? Because the corruption is a spiritual, I don't want to go into all of that. It's actually a spiritual, is a product of certain spirits. But you agree with me that as corrupt as they are, the things our politicians do here and go scot-free, their politicians cannot try it. So how did I get here? I was trying to explain to you light. That when the Bible says that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. Whenever any society that subscribes to darkness, darkness produces certain measures of death. There are some diseases that they are suffering in the Western world. It is not because of anything you are thinking. It's because of their iniquity. Because there are some iniquities that they have subscribed to. Jesus. Are you getting my point? I know you may not agree, but God will give you spiritual understanding. The Bible says by faith you understand. You think it's because they are using mobile phones? Are we not using mobile phones here? The quality of their life is better than the quality of your life. But there are some diseases that they have, some kind of cancers, some kind of diseases that they will mention that you've been wondering, what is the meaning of this one? The kind of allergies that we say people have. Anytime you subscribe to a new measure of darkness, whether it is by legalizing abortion, or by legalizing bestiality, or by legalizing homosexual marriage. Because basically what you are doing when you do such things is that you are pointing a fist at God and saying, I reject God. You are subscribing to that. You know why they have to legalize homosexual marriage? For many years, the Western world criminalized it. And the reason why their constitution drew its reality from the word of God. In fact, the most accurate definition of the West is not about countries that are in Western Europe. America is not in Western Europe. Australia is not in the West. South Africa used to be a West. In fact, they are still mostly a Western country today. The most accurate definition of a Western country then was a country that was built on Judeo-Christian principles. It just so happened that they were the Europeans. These people were the indirect product of the work of Apostle Paul. When Paul decided to go to Macedonia, because you know Paul was going to Asia, and the Holy Spirit withstood him, and then he was just almost stuck, and then he had a vision, and he saw a man saying, come over to Macedonia. That changed the course of Paul's ministry. Paul now faced Europe. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. May God help us in Jesus' name. And so with regard to the Western world, when you talk about the Western world, the Caucasians, those white people, long nose, big ear, you know, they have a culture. All of them, their culture is similar. Even whether it is France, they speak French, or it is England, or it is America, they do white wedding. That's what you noticed? Their wedding is the same. The way their burial grounds look the same. Their churches look the same. It's a culture. And then because of that light that they subscribe to, their forefathers subscribe to, they happen to be the most developed people in the world. Even the ones that were formerly the barbarians. I'm trying to tell you that this light we are talking about does not just affect your spirit, that you be seeing vision. It will affect your society. It will affect the economy of your country. If Nigeria accepts righteousness, and if Nigeria will accept righteousness, it will start from me, you and me. You know, the praise the Lord. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin, is a reproach to any people. Currently, Donald Trump is accusing those Democrat states of rigging the election. Let me tell you something. If Donald Trump can prove, if he can truly prove beyond reasonable doubt that there was mass-scale rigging of that election, they will cancel that election. And the people that were behind it, they will go to jail. Those people don't play with such things, so. It's not like here that, you know, there was a president in this country that said, and it's on record, that you cannot win an election if you don't know how to rig. Are you seeing the difference between societies? Today, if he can prove that they actually, he can give evidences of mail-in voting fraud, and he can take it to the court, you will see the way they will come down on those people. Even the media that hates him because they don't like him at all. Even them, they have boundary. That's how, see, human beings are not born good. If you leave a child, the child will naturally be bad. When you see a child that is behaving well, they say, wow, he has home training. Good things don't come to, because of the fall, we are bad naturally. And if you leave bad people to create a society, they'll create a bad society. So when you find a society that is upright like that, it didn't happen by default. Darkness is natural. Light is intentional. If you just come to this room now, you see light in the room in the night. Are you together? You know that somebody was responsible for the light. When you come and see, do you understand what I'm saying? So in him is what? Light. And there is no darkness at all. There are many ways we can explain this thing called light. This spiritual reality that when Apostle John started describing, he first of all started describing it as life. And then now went ahead to use something, because when you talk about life, and he was saying the life that we have seen, how many of you, can you see life? What metaphor can you use to describe? He now scaled it down and described it as light. At least we can understand light. And I just explained to you that life on earth is not possible without light. Life, universal life, whether spiritual or physical or divine, is not possible without light. God, the eternal light. Are we understanding? So that's what he meant when he said God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. Okay, we'll just take one more verse and we are not able to hit the point because we're actually supposed to talk about forgiveness. Because I wanted us to understand, are we together? I wanted us to understand that forgiveness is conditional. If you do not repent, you cannot be forgiven. I wanted to show you that from scripture. The Bible says that if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Do you understand? So some people have said, you know, if you're a Christian, you don't have to repent of your sin because you have automatic cleansing. The next verse says that if we say we have no sin, we lie and treat not with us. I say, if we confess our sins, that's what I wanted to teach today. Because I wanted to teach you that there is an if for forgiveness. So how about the sin that you are committing that you don't know is a sin? Because you cannot repent for a sin that you are not yet aware of. Are we understanding? Because you need to understand that there is a now I've just jumped many verses. There is a forgiveness that brought you into the family of God. And that forgiveness, in order for you to receive that forgiveness, you needed to turn from your evil ways, from your sins, and turn to God. And then you were forgiven of your sin You see, there are a number of words used for sin in the Greek. There is sin and then there is sins. What is sin? Sin is a nature. That nature is a nature that is averse to God. It's a nature that does not like God. It's a nature that is rebellious. It is a satanic nature. We call it the Adamic nature. The Bible refers to that as sin. And when you repent, the day you gave your life to Jesus Christ, you were forgiven of your sin. You were forgiven of that nature. Are we together? But then there is what the Bible refers to as sins. Now, I made up my mind, when I was preparing for this, I wanted to go Greek, because if you don't know, I like all those Greek things. I have materials I use. I say, no, I made up my mind some time ago that it is not productive to be speaking English and speaking Greek, just to show that you know Greek. So that's why you notice that I don't do a lot of all those menor. I see the Greek word for sin. Do you understand? No, it's not necessary. The translations of the Bible that we have are good. In fact, many times, if I want to teach you error, that will now carry something that the Bible said and say, the Bible says that God says, the Bible says that he will spew you out of his mouth. But you see, the Greek word there is not spew. It is leak. That's why it wasn't properly, just so that we change a truth of God's word. It happens all the time. It happens, or I can give you an example of one. Is it the people that say that when the Bible says that, there are so many, he says he will cut you off. He says a branch in me that is not fruitful will be cut off. He says, no, the word there is arrow. It's not cut off, it's lift up. That if a branch in him is not fruitful, he won't cut it off. He will only lift it up. Have you not heard those Bible exegesis before? They are not necessary. That's the mildest thing I can say about it. They are not necessary. The people that translated to King James and to many Bibles that put cut off there, they know Greek more than those preachers. And they know Hebrew more than those preachers. And there's a reason why they put cut off there. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for you, because you have interlinear Bible, you've not even studied, you don't even know Greek, you just have eastward. And you know how to use Strong's number. Yeah, come and say, you say they didn't translate that word properly. Just keep quiet. Go and study. The more you know, the more humble you will be. I don't know. I'm just talking to somebody that's probably been deceived by all of this highfalutin nonsense that's going all up and down. Praise the Lord. Now, after you were forgiven of your sin and brought into the family of God, do you realize that it was believers that Apostle John was telling that if we say we have no sin, he was not, who is we? He didn't say if you, he said if we. So he was included in the, he said if we say we have no sin, we lie and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. The forgiveness comes on the condition of if we confess. So what's going on there? You gave an example in the charge you gave, bro, you hear me? Why you said that you wouldn't give your child your car key, a 10-year-old boy your car key? No reasonable father would do that. You see, that thing, that child in the spirit realm, childishness, being a child, is a product. That being, you say it's because of lack of knowledge, it's because of ignorance, it's because of limited understanding, it is sin. Are you getting my point? You are saying, how is ignorance sin? Do you remember the story of Job? I'm not going to remember the story of Job. When Job, you know, Job was a man that knew that he was righteous, and he believed, he was sure that he was righteous. And you know that the temptation of Job was actually God's idea. It wasn't the devil's idea. Because the devil was doing, God called Job. It was God that called the devil and said, have you considered my servant Job? You think God did not know what the devil would say? The devil now said, it's because you have protected him now. Let me take away the hedge. Let me attack him and see whether he will not curse you. God now said, okay. When Job faced that, you know the story of Job. Lost his children, lost his business. In fact, When he did not fall, the devil now came back to apply for more. And says, because I have not afflicted him. Give me permission to afflict him with disease. He will curse you to your face. God now says, okay, go ahead, but you must not kill him. And the devil went and afflicted him in the Mozemba. He had to be naked, lying down on ashes. And he still did not curse God. You know, all through that period, Job was singing about how righteous he was. You remember? How he does not look at another man's wife. How he has never looked at an idol to worship it. He was singing, at some point I was reading the book of Job, I was tired. Then those his friends, I don't know, those his friends. They had very limited understanding of a lot of things in that time. The only way they understood life, and they were not wrong, was that for a man to be this afflicted, he must be a sinner. Do you know what? They were right. Job did not know that he was a sinner, but we prove to you that. So Job told them that they should prove to him. They should prove to him that he's a sinner. Which sin did he commit? They would just come and talk, and they were really annoying. He said that you are an adulterer, you are a thief. That's why, if not, this kind of thing will not happen to you. Confess, Job. I'm just summarizing what his friends were saying. Now, after all of that, and his friends failed totally to convince, because he was even more righteous than them, God now came to Job. God now said, who is this one that is talking like someone that does not have understanding? Then God now started defining his sin for him. Where were you when I created the cycles of the heavens? If you are Job, you're like, God, where was I supposed to be? Do you know the length of the Orion? These are not things on the earth, but things of the heavens. How is he supposed to know? Do you know the size of the whale? You know, remember the conversation that Job was having? God was asking Job questions that Job could possibly not answer. But by the time God was done with Job, Job said, I repent in dust and ashes. You know what happened? That interaction with God brought Job into an understanding that the reason why he did not know the answer to those questions that God was asking him was because he was a sinner. Because Adam would have known. Are you getting my point? So what am I saying? I was just trying to explain that in the kingdom of God, the fact that you are a child and you cannot drive the car of God is because you are a sinner. It doesn't mean you are not a child. Sin is not just about original sin. Let me use Catholic nomenclature. Are you understanding my point? Because we'll have to continue this next week because we have already gone beyond our time. Sin is not just about original sin. Sin is not just about, if you cannot reason with God, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. If you cannot think at the level of God, it is because of sin. He says, though your sins be as scarlet or as red as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. So you're like, what's this pastor talking about? I will explain to you. So, remember what we were talking about last week when we were talking about holiness. No, the fact that you watch too much TV does not mean you will go to hellfire. By that point, when God reveals it to you that you watch too much TV, and the time you are supposed to be using to study the word of God and pray, you are using it to watch TV, and you repent of that, you will enter a higher level of maturity, a higher level of holiness, and a higher level of authority. And so the apostle will say, if we say we have no sin, we lie. And the truth is not... No, saying that we lie is not from saying the truth is not in us. Because there is something that the Bible refers to as truth. It is the product of the word of God as it crystallizes in the soul of a man. The Bible says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth. The Bible says that there are some people that are ever learning, but never coming to knowledge of what? The truth. You see, if the knowledge of the truth is in you, you will know that even if you have never told a lie for the past 1 year, you've never looked at a woman to lust after her, you've never cheated in any way, you will know that you are still not measuring up. I'm not talking about the sense of condemnation, no. I'm just talking about a sense of an understanding that there is, you have not measured up. Because of sins. He said, for he that knows what to do and does not do it, to him it is what? It is sin. To him it is sin. So every measure, everything about, the reason why as I'm talking to you, there are many things I'm supposed to do, there are many things I'm supposed to know that I don't know. But one of the things I realize is that the more I walk with God and the more I allow the holiness of God to transform my life. Some of you that know me quite well, because I don't plan to be preaching what I don't want to practice. That know me quite well, you may have noticed that my life is quite strict. It's stricter than the average person. And there's some of you wondering that his own is too much. But let me tell you something, what holiness does to you. Holiness increases your understanding. Remember, we are talking about light. The more you allow the Holy Spirit to adjust your life, the more his light will shine into your heart. And the more the light of God shines into your heart, it gives you understanding. And understanding is universal. I'm not just talking about understanding. There's something the Bible refers to as spiritual wisdom and understanding. But it gives you understanding. And the psalmist says, give us understanding that we may live. Give us understanding that we may live. My desire and my prayer for myself and for us today is that our understanding will increase. The difference between a baby, if your son that is 10 years old happens to have the level of understanding, has more understanding than you, even though you are his father, he will be your father. Because whenever things you are, everything is confused in that house, he's the one, because if you have noticed that he has more understanding than you of life, he's the one you go and meet for counsel. What I'm trying to say is that the function, maturity in the kingdom of God is a function of what? Of understanding. And the Bible says that the light, the entrance of God, remember I talked about the vehicle for that life is the word of God. The transport system of that light is the word of God. The entrance of his word gives what? Light. And I told you that word light is also his life. It's the same thing that Apostle John was describing. It was life that he described in verse 2 that he ended up describing in verse 3 as light. Do you understand? So let us just kill this down because we have to leave. Amen. Now, as you walk with God, he says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, who is he referring to? God. He says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Relationship. I've not even looked at my note. Walking, you cannot walk in the light and not walk in fellowship. Christian fellowship. Because it says that if we walk in the light, we have fellowship. Are we understanding? This is what it means. If I have that life, that means I have that light, and he has that light. It will be, no matter where we are, we just recover that light will connect us. And we'll be able to have fellowship with one another. But there's something that fellowship does. When you are dealing with other believers, are you with me, sir? When you are dealing with other believers, it will reveal what is in you that you didn't know was in you. So, for example, me and Bro Yemi are working together. Me and Bro Chibuzo, we are friends. We are having fellowship with one another. And all of a sudden, Bro Yemi buys a brand new Toyota Corolla. And then all of a sudden I realized that I lost my peace. We are brethren, no? But because we are in fellowship, God gave him a blessing and I became envious. What happened was that just revealed to me that there is something in me that is that sin that Apostle John was talking about. Because it has always been in me, just that I didn't know. The envy has always been in me, just that I didn't know. May God show you quickly the things that are in you that you don't know, so that you will get them removed. Now, what happens is that because of that fellowship and you know, you cannot walk with God if you are not truthful to yourself. The Bible says that they that worship God was worshiping him in spirit and in truth. You now realize that, I'm envious. You know, envy is stronger than your will, though. You may be very good in acting, but if it is there, it is there. You know it is there. It won't be long. The normal thing that Bro Yemi will do before he will do it, he will say he's now proud. Because envy is there. Now, if you are truthful to yourself, I notice that, there is envy in my heart. What has happened is that the light of God has revealed a thing of darkness in you. And if you are truly a child of God, the Bible says in him is light and there is no darkness at all. So what will you do? As soon as that thing has been revealed, you will confess it. What does it mean to confess it? Call it envy. Don't sugarcoat it. Some people say, ever since he bought his car, I'll be calling him, he will not pick. It's a lie. It's envy that's in your heart. Before you used to call him and he will not pick, it wasn't an issue. Ever since he became promoted, because he's now my senior. I greeted him. He did not answer me properly. It's envy. Call it what it is. That's what it means to come. Confessing a thing is coming out clean. Say, God. Let me give another example. We're in a church like this, and then there are beautiful sisters. Amen. And we're having fellowship with one another. I know. Let me explain one thing about Christian fellowship. Christian fellowship is beautiful. I can show you in Philippians chapter 2. There is a love that we share that is superior to anything. The Bible says that if there is any comfort, there is any, I hope you are not distracted. Now, and all of a sudden, Sister Jessica passes and the Christian love changed to Christian lust. I don't know, that doesn't have a meaning. You now notice that there is lust in your heart. We're going beyond our time. We have to close. You now notice that there's lust in your heart. What will you do? The light has revealed the lust. Let me explain something to you. The lust was always there. You didn't know. It was always there. What will you do if you are sincere? You will come and call. You say, Father, there is lust in my heart. If you refuse to confess, you say, you know what you say? All these sisters, they're just shaking their bum anyhow. They will not dress properly. You are not confessing your sin. You are rationalizing. You are justifying yourself. And if you don't confess your sin, you cannot be cleansed. But if you come before God and say, Lord, yesterday, I saw Sister Jessica. And Father, the summary is that there is lust in my heart. Please forgive me. The Bible says, God will what? He will forgive you. And he will what? He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now let me explain something to you. If after the Lord has shown you that there is lust in your heart, I refuse to confess that sin. It has gone from being just a trespass, it has become an iniquity. And that is the reason why Christians go to hell. Let me explain. If you have a child, borrow to me. When Pearl used to jump on the table or do something that you say, is a small boy, he doesn't know. Are you getting my point? But now he has grown to the point whereby he should know that when he wakes up in the morning, he should greet. You know, it was not every, there was a time that he didn't bother to tell him that he should be greeting people in the morning. But as he grew older and became more mature, he got to a point whereby you now told him that if you wake up, you greet your mom, you greet your dad. If he refuses to greet you in the morning, you know it's a different thing than before. Did the pearl change? No. What happened was that there were new sets of instructions and he refused to obey them. That is what happens when a believer, God has revealed a sin in him and he refuses to change. The whole paradigm changes because it is not just that he's now rebellious. It will now become, I will show you who is the father in this house. Abi? And if that rebellion continues, then Mr. Cain will be introduced. Jesus Christ was telling that church we just read about in Revelation chapter 14, 3 verse 14. He said, the children I love, I chastise. And God chastises his children. And when you now finish chastising, you beat, by the time the boy is, God forbid, it will not happen to anybody here, by the time the boy is 24 years old, he's made up his mind that he's rebellious. A time will come that you will disown that child. Haven't you seen people disowning their, am I lying? The child refuses to repent. You've begged. You've beaten. You've punished. There's one professor in Delta State University. His son was an armed robber. The guy was killed in operation. They called him that he should come and cry. He said, I had seen that boy long ago that he should donate his body to cadaver lab. He didn't bury that boy. God, see, Jesus. God will help us in Jesus' name. Say, hey, God does not turn people away. Who did Jesus warn about hell the most? You think Jesus was not warning sinners about hell? When he said, if your right hand causes the sin, cut it off. It was the disciples that he was warning. When I went, bro, I mean, imagine that when you came to my house this morning, you were knocking on the door and I did not answer. But you know that I was inside. You know how you feel about it, right? Will you feel good about it? Do you know that many believers do that to Jesus all the time? That place that Jesus Christ said, I stand in the door and knock. It was to that same church in Laodicea. He was not talking to unbelievers, he was talking to believers. Knock, 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 no answer. I can show you that from the book of Songs of Solomon. Knock, 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 no answer. Let me come in and help you. Mm-mm. And the Lord was revealing to me some time ago that, you know how it feels? I feel like that every time I'm knocking on the door of the heart of my children and they don't answer me. What is knock? He's telling that this thing you are doing, stop it. You lie, you lie. Remember I taught us the principle of knocking. He's been consistently telling, you know the Holy Spirit knocks on your heart a lot. He said, this thing you are doing is not good. And you say no. Well, you know how painful it is when you are knocking on the door and nobody answers. Jesus does not knock forever. After some time, he will go away. I can show you that from the book of Songs of Solomon. You will wonder that how the Songs of Solomon enter this matter. That book was not there by mistake. Because the beloved came and he was knocking on the door of his beloved, the Shunammite. She was being guy. By the time she was ready to open the door, he was no more there. She went and was running after him. People caught her and molested her. Beat her up properly. Jesus is saying, I want you to serve me. I want you to serve me. I want you to serve me. You are saying, hi. I want to make manifesto. I want to make manifesto. You don't know that it is more painful than if you are knocking on my door and you know I'm inside and I don't answer. And especially if I am not your mate. Because if we are mates, it can be understood. I can go to Jesus' house, I'm knocking, I know. But if I am his father, and I'm knocking on his door and he doesn't answer, and I stand there, I knock for 1 hour, I say, Chibuzo, open now. He does. What will I do eventually? I'll leave. Let's rise up and pray. Let's rise up. Because as we walk in the light, it begins to reveal things that we must adjust. If we don't adjust them, we are not answering his knock. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to continue this tomorrow. This is some tough stuff, but it's important. Now, let me just read this to you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, 19, and 20. Now, what is it that makes you to know? You know, there are some people that are very proud. Everybody knows that they are proud, but they don't know. There are some people that are envious. Everybody knows that they are envious, but they don't know. You know why they don't know? The truth is not in them. It's not as if they are lying. It's that the truth, the standards of God has not become their standards. So they cannot see that they are envious. So John said that if you say you have no sin, it is that you are lying and the truth is not in you. Are you getting my point? So there are some people that you can see it clearly that this person is not, he's not, spiritually his head is not correct. Pardon me for using that expression. He doesn't honor God. But he can't see it. And the way we see it is as he comes to the church like this and we are sharing the word of God, we are sharing the word of God and the truth is crystallized. One day we realize that this thing I'm doing is not good though. It shows lack of honor for God. Are we together? There are some believers that see, I want us to pray that God help me. You don't have all the time in this world though.